He is the Minister of Digging It Up and Damming It Up, Matua Shane Jones. I open up the Otago Daily Times this morning and there is, and Shane Jones is not a small man, there he is standing in front of a great big digger at Macraes Mine here in Otago. And Shane, this thing's running off electricity. It must be a bloody big battery.
Mate, it carries around about a kilometre worth of cables that hook directly into the main grid. It's a 360-ton digger. It fills up in no time whatsoever the massive dump trucks, and it's an attempt by Oceania Gold, I think working a wee bit with the Conservation Authority, to try and get the worst of their polluting equipment into a cleaner, greener outcome. Well, they're spending their own money, so it's their call.
But surely this is just woke virtue signalling. It will drain Lake Manapouri, keeping the power up to this thing.
Well, just to dispel any doubts as to whether the Matua's fallen for the woke aid, yesterday morning I announced some new regulations making it easier for coal miners to continue digging, continue prospering, continuing employing our New Zealanders, because the Green Labour Politburo had made it virtually impossible for coal to be exported out of New Zealand. And of course, I've been booted in the bum for it, but look, I'm not spreading coal dust on people's porridge, but unless we get our act together, boost the economy, we're going to be left with the dregs of the bloody porridge pot for our young people. Quite simple, really.
Now, I see a Green commentator, Dr. Kayla Kingdon-Webb, has accused you of conjuring up obscure Shakespearean insults. She says you should spend less time doing that and more on improving fishery management. Now, on the show a few weeks ago, you talked about the dim-witted frogs getting in the way of the highways you were building. What about those dopey dolphins getting stuck in the fishing nets?
Oh, well, far be it for me to offend the sensibilities of so said maiden. There you go, mate. Look, the reality is, fishing is a legitimate part of the New Zealand economy. It has been constantly undermined by misinformation, and I've asked the officials to give me options as to how fishing can contribute to the Prime Minister's challenge to me and other ministers to grow our exports over the next 10 years by doubling them. We're not going to do that if we surrender to every squeal, every piece of falsehood that comes from a broader Green Politburo ecosystem, and I'm not going to put up with it. Yes, there will be a few dolphins and birds that suffer, but we are in the business of trying to generate economic wealth for our economy as our young people disappear overseas.
Yes, but is it at the expense of the environment, Minister?
We are in the business of ensuring that the environment and its habitants do not suffer grievously. But let's be honest, there will be trade-offs. No fisherman goes out there to deliberately kill an albatross, kill a dolphin or some other critter in the ocean. But sometimes you have these mishaps. And now with the cameras, they're being reported. And I don't think it should be actually either catastrophised or used to demonise the rights of New Zealanders to earn a living from what is quite a challenging economic
sector. Now, going back to Dr. Kayla, one of the Shakespearean insults was Green Politburo Banshees. Is Banshees from Shakespeare? Because I never got into it at school, so I've never read Shakespeare, you see, unlike you, Shane.
Well, a banshee, if I'm not mistaken, is a mythological creature from Ireland. Now, I wasn't talking about the woman's whakapapa, and I don't really know her all that well. But look, this is just further evidence of this cancel culture. If they don't like what you're saying, and if you come across a bit burly as I do, then they call you a misogynist and other words that people in Kaitai have never heard of. So I don't give a hoot about what they say.
Now, while you're in the process of digging it up and damming it up, why don't you just build a four-lane highway between Auckland and Whangarei? Just think, you could be voted in as the MP for Northland for the rest of your political life if you did that.
We are working on that as we speak. We will be initiating the four-lane portion of the highway over the Brindirwins, which is sadly a geological feature that impedes access from Northland to Auckland. Actually, now that it's geology, I'll talk to the miners about that, see what we can do in that direction. But look, no one should doubt the commitment that Winston and I have for boosting the four-lane connection. And obviously, Mr. Grant McCullum and other guys are as keen as mustard. And we may need to have a blend of private and public capital. Because until we grow the economy, Jamie, and I don't know how many times I need to come on your show and say it, we will not have the surplus to meet the airy ideas of the green movement as to how we transition the economy. And I'll tell you what, just before I go, I was told that there's a new airline starting up by the mining industry in Australia, largely dominated by Kiwi managers, and they are going to run direct charter flights out of New Zealand for the growth potential of the Aussie mining sector. Unless we get our own industry, mining, fishing, and various other primary produce investors cracking, we're going to lose a lot of our talent over to Australia. And what will we then? Just a hollowed out destination that people may or may not come to visit us as they pollute the airways coming on big flash planes.
Well, he won't get an argument from me on that one. Just really quickly to finish on, rural police, I see that they had subsidised rent, $22 a week. It's been hiked to market rates. Surely if you want to attract rural police men and women to places like Northland, you should subsidise their rent. They deserve it. They don't get paid enough.
Yeah, well, that's an ongoing tussle, and I've got a great deal of confidence in my mate, the Minister of Police, Mitch. And they're going through a set of negotiations at the moment. But look, lots of other people from rural New Zealand have said similar things, not only about our policewomen and men in regional destinations, but also our school teachers. So I'll be definitely taking that up with Mitch, who's not only a great guy, but he's got the bragging rights because he was a genuine police officer himself.
Matua Shane Jones, the Prince of the Provinces, you keep damming it up and digging it up and saving the economy. Thanks for your time.
Kia ora, mate. Bye.